Africa needs Jesus. Give a radio and give hope. Many parts of Africa do not have the means of connecting to the internet. So join with the Truth Network and Transworld Radio to put the Word of God straight into the hands of those most in need in Africa. Visit truthnetwork.com and click on the Africa Needs Jesus banner or call 888-988-5656 to pledge your gift to put a wind-up radio into the grateful hands of people desperately in need.
This is the Truth Network. Matt Slick is president and founder of the Christian Apologetics and Research Ministry. Matt is a Master of Divinity and is ordained. He's passionate, and Matt stands firm and lives to defend and promote the Christian faith. Monday through Friday, Matt takes calls from all around the world on his radio show. We've compiled this week's best. Matt Slick's Top 6.
Number 6.
Are things such as earthquakes, hurricanes, and tornadoes part of the curse on creation because of man's sin?
Yes. Adam represented mankind and the world, and so when he fell, the world was affected. Sin entered the world through one man, Romans 5:12. Yep. All this stuff, and problems and everything, birth defects, earthquakes, famine, plagues, are because of what? The entrance of sin into the world.
Number 5.
I was watching a video on TikTok, and a gentleman stated that if you didn't know God's name as Joshua, you don't know God.
Yeah, that's stupid thinking. Sorry, I have to call it for what it is. Okay, it's stupid. Nobody knows how the true name of God is pronounced. The Hebrew is Yod-Heh-Vav-Heh, the four letters, the tetragrammaton, and the vowel points weren't added till later, so no one knows the exact pronunciation of the name of God. There's a group called the Sacred Name Cult. It's a broad cult, and it has many subgroups in it. And they'll teach that you have to say Jesus' name right, or you're not worshiping the true God, and you have to say God's name right, or you're not worshiping the true God. You got to pronounce it right, and they know what their true pronunciation is. Well, this kind of stuff is what they're teaching, but nobody knows. And so by their own legalism, they hang themselves because no one knows how it is.
Number 4.
It's foolishness. So people will say that, you know, so I'll say, okay, so what's the name of Jesus? And I love doing this to them. And they'll say, it's Yeshua. And they'll say, it is? Then why does it say in Matthew 5:21, you shall call his name Jesus in the Greek? That's what they were told to call him. Do you call him that? Jesus. No? But, well, wait a minute. Well, his real name is Yeshua. Well, then why is it not referenced in the New Testament? Why did God choose to have the New Testament written in biblical Greek, Koine Greek of the time, and that was a name used and told right there? So why is it that what you say isn't found in Scripture? Well, they don't like that kind of thinking because it doesn't fit their cultic mind.
Number 3.
Any church that preaches the prosperity gospel, would you consider that a cult?
Well, I would consider it to be at the very least aberrant, but not necessarily a cult. Generally, a cult generally means they're not Christians. So you can have a Christian church that's been infested with the filth of positive confession theology, and they can still be Christian, and then they'll slowly move away from the truth, and people who are truly saved and believe the Word of God in totality generally will end up leaving churches like that. But I wouldn't call it a cult necessarily, okay?
What would you say about the people that don't believe and continue there?
People can be saved in different levels of ignorance. And as long as they're trusting in Christ, ultimately, that's what's good.
Number 2.
The ones who are going to be under judgment are the teachers, like Charles Capps, Kenneth Copeland, Joyce Meyer, Kenneth Hagin, Benny Hinn, you know, Fred Price, Joel Osteen. So these are the ones who are going to face the judgment of God for their false teachings. And they're not being true shepherds. So the individuals who are in those churches, that's different because they're not the ones doing the teaching. They're being misled. Now, they're not being misled in the essentials unless, for example, they say things like Joyce Meyer said. This is what she said in the book, The Most Important Decision You'll Ever Make by Joyce Meyer, second printing, May 1993, page 35. He became our sacrifice and died on the cross. He did not stay dead. He was in the grave 3 days. During that time, he entered hell, where you and I deserve to go legally because of our sin. He paid the price there. Now that is a damnable heresy. So I cannot call her a Christian because of that false teaching where she denies the sufficiency of the atoning sacrifice of Christ on the cross.
Number 1.
You know, if I were to meet someone who sat under Joyce Meyer, for example, who you know, said, yeah, of course Jesus paid a price in hell. And of course you have to believe it in order to be saved. I'd say, can we go through the scriptures and, you know, show what the scripture says? He bore our sin in his body on the cross, that we might die to sin and live to righteousness, for by his stripes we are healed. So that's where the atonement occurred. And it's a propitiation on the cross, 1 John 2:2. And I would go through this. And if a person then said, oh, I didn't know that, and then they to receive the truth out of God's word, well, that means they're already regenerate. If they say, I refuse to believe even what the word of God says, and I'm going to believe what she says over it, then you'd have a case for saying such a person's not Christian.
Happy trails to you until we meet again.
You had the time of your life.
It's okay now. Goodbye, my friend.
We hope you've enjoyed this episode of Matt Slick's Top 6. For more on Matt and his live syndicated call-in radio show, go to truthnetwork.com. Got a question? Matt Slick has your answer. This is the Truth Network.